Okay. Tonight is the sixth yahrzeit of my mother Yehudit Vashlema LaHashalom, and this year is Le'ilui Nishmasa, also the in the Mizgaret of the weekly Bikiyas Program Chavur, which usually meets before Marv. Tonight we're meeting after Marv. As I've mentioned in the past, I have this in the introduction to my Sefer, the Sefer Sukkot Shalom, written by Rav Elia Wittmacher, points out, the whole Sefer basically on the topic of how to do something to serve as a Eloi for the neshama of a departed relative. So he mentions there that there's a hierarchy of things that a person can do, both within Yud Beis Chodesh and then on a yard site subsequently. The lowest level is to daven for an amud. And he says, the lowest level is to say Kaddish. Then above that is to daven for an amud. And then he says, some people don't have good voices, so they shouldn't be davening for an amud. So higher than that is to dedicate a certain mitzvah, Le'ilui Nishmas, departed. And then higher to that is to engage in Talmud Torah Barabbim. And the highest level of Talmud Torah Barabbim, he writes, is engaging in Talmud Torah Barabbim between Mincha Ma'ariv to Mechaber Yom L'Laila B'Divrei Torah. But in the spirit of being engaged in Talmud Torah Barabbim, as such, this year is Le'ilui Nishmas Imi Marasi. So we discussed in previous weeks Shtari Hadyotos and Mimso Chesecha. If you weren't here, you can listen to the tapes. Tonight, the next part of the series is V'davar Davar. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun in Shabbos tells us, Lo Yiskor Adam Polim B'Shabbos, V'lo Yomar Adam L'Chaveir, Liskor Lo Polim. So it's an Isser of Schiris Polim, and the Isser of requesting verbally to be Socher Polim. The Gemara seems to presume over here that second Isser is included within V'daber Davar, and the Gemara invokes V'daber Davar towards the bottom of the Amud, Amr Kramim, so Chefzecha V'daber Davar, Chefzecha Sirim, Chefzecha Shemayim, Mutarim. The more robust treatment of V'daber Davar appears on Daf Kuf Yigimel Amud Beis, where Rashi writes, the top of the Amud, when the Gemara says, V'daber Davar, Shelo Yehei Diburcha Shel Shabbos, Kidiborcha Shelcho, Rashi writes, Kigon Mekach Umemkar Vecheshbonos, that the classic application of a Davar Davar is discussing business transactions and calculations. And Tosis, as you know, takes issue with Rashi there. Peish Bekuntis Kigon Mekach Umemkar Veinir Lebenetam. Dakar Nafka Mimso Chefsuch Abenetam thinks that these Isurim of Mekach Umemkar Vecheshbonos are included in Mimso Chefsuch. And the Daber Daber must be telling you something additional. What's the Daber Daber telling you? Al Amr Bein Atam, Kedamr Veikarabba, Kosimedr, Shishim Veyachai, Havale Amos Absa, Davis Mishtai, Sagya, Amrla Amos Absa, who Shaska, Mashvish Ain Kol Kach, Ladaber Shabbos, Kobachol. So he had a talkative mother who was engaged in a speech on Shabbos, and he was not so happy with that. So you see from that medrash that you should not talk as much on Shabbos as he talked during the week. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi of B'tarech Hitiru B'Shelas Shalom B'Shabbos. So from Tosis's rejection of Rashi, it sounds like Tosis at least understood within Rashi that V'Daber Dav is limited to Mekach Memcher V'Cheshbonos. Tosis thinks that shouldn't be what Daber Dav is telling you. Rather, Daber Dav is telling you something less clearly defined, but engaging in certain types of speech that are excessive. The Rambam, at first glance, at least incorporates Tosis's consideration of Daber Daber, which most Rishonim have in some form, but we'll see Tosis is not exactly the Rambam. The Rambam is not exactly Tosis. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Haftal of Hilchas Shabbos, Yesh Dvarim Shehein Asurin B'Shabbos Afa Pisha Einam Domin L'Malacha V'Einam Evin L'Ide Malacha. So this is the Rambam's second category of Derabbanans. U'mimnei Ma'aneser B'nei Mishum Shenemar Im Toshim Mishavas Reglacha Asos Chavzacha B'Yom Kachi V'Namar V'Chibadetam Yisos Rechacha Mimso Chavzacha B'Davar Davar L'Fikach Asir L'Adam L'Halech B'Chafasa B'Shabbos Afil L'Davar B'Hen. So you're not allowed to be Mahalech B'Chafasav, and you're not allowed to be Medaber B'Chafasav. Kigon, Shiyadaber im Shutfa Mayim Karlamachar, Amayikna, what should we buy tomorrow? What should we sell tomorrow? How should we build this house? Kol Zev Chayosev El Osir Shinamar V'Daber Dover, Diber Osir, hear her mutter. So here the Rambam defines Daber Dover as encompassing matters of commercial interest. And then the Rambam in Halacha Dalid writes, Mujal Adam Lamad Leparal Hanira Shatamari Mila Arif, which is our Gemara here on Kufnud, which we'll come back to. Avalo Yamalo Hayena Choli La Arif Shins Osa Chafatsu Shabbos. So you're allowed to be merames to a rendezvous after Shabbos, but not to say so explicitly. And then the Rambam writes, "V'aser laharbos b'sicha b'teilu b'Shabbos." You're not allowed to engage in excessive idle chatter. Shenamar v'daber daver shaloi hidiburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. So here the Rambam has that second consideration of excessive speech. So we'll come back to that in a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan makes the following observation, which is beneficial in understanding the Rambam as well. The Aruch HaShulchan asks a question: what exactly is Tosfos's complaint against Rashi? Or, in other words, how do we defend Rashi? And notes that the Rashi makes sense, even though we do have a category of Mimso Chefzecha that includes commercial matters, that's limited to actions involving commercial interest. If a person, argumar and daf kufnun, if you're mafshech al tchum, so then you're doing an action to facilitate your performing a malacha later on after Shabbos. That's mimso chafzecha. Dabar davar is a corollary to mimso chafzecha, but it doesn't involve any action. It involves simply speech. So Rashi makes sense that mimso chafzecha is the action that will allow you to perform malacha subsequent to Shabbos, and dabar davar is speech related to a malacha that you would perform after Shabbos. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation of Rashi in the beginning of Simen Shin Zayin. And he thinks that's meduyak in the Rambam. So what he means, presumably, is that the Rambam differentiates between the commercial Dabar Davar of Halacha Aleph and the Sicha B'Teilo Dabar Davar of Halacha Dalet. In Halacha Aleph, he groups that Dabar Davar of Sheyidabrim Shutfo Mayim Kar Lamachar Mayikna Lamachar together with the Mimso Chafzach of walking to allow yourself to perform Halach after Shabbos. And Halach Adal, it is the Shaloi He Diburcha Shal Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shal Chol of excessive Sicha B'Tela. And then the Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's Mistaber, and it makes sense in the Rambam, we'll see others say this as well, that the second flavor of Dabar Davar, of Sicha B'Teila, is more of a Midas Chasidus. That's the impression you get from, or maybe the impression you get from the Midrashim and the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes, that it's not necessarily a firm Isser, but it's a Midas Chasidus, it's appropriate. Tosfos doesn't understand the way. Tosfos categorizes this in the rigid terms of the Dabar Davar. But for the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks, and maybe the Halacha, it's more of a Midas Chasidus. And that's essentially how you understand the Trumas Hadeshen, what the Trumas Hadeshen pretty much says, which is quoted by the Ramal Halach in the beginning of Simen Shin Zayin. Trumas Hadeshen, that people who enjoy discussing politics, or Sipurim and Milchamos of his time, which are our politics, you know, the people gather together to discuss politics after Shul and Shabbos morning, if it's Oneg Lehem, if it gives them some form of enjoyment, if that contributes to the owner Shabbos, so then that is mutter, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Samach Aleph. If it was the case that this kind of Dabar Davar, Sicha B'Teila, is an absolute Isser, so Mechatesi, that an absolute Isser, you could be Matir, just because Oneg Hilo. Which is Cain, the way we explained previously, the Magen Avraham of Oneg Hilo, and the Magen Avraham's application to Shtari Hadyotos. That we noted in a previous Chabura that the Eli Rab and other Achronim argue on the Magen Avraham's heter of Oneg to be matched with certain kinds of Shtari Hadyotos. Shtari Hadyotos is an absolute Isser. You don't find a heter for formal Yisurim Darabanan just because Oneg Hilo. And what we explained for the Magen Avraham is that, no, there are two categories of Shtari Hadyotos. There's the actual rigid Shtari Hadyotos, commercial documents, which is Aser, either Shema Yibchok, which is how we assume Lalacha according to the Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch. And then you have certain things that are Aser Atu, Shtari Hadyotos, or a lower category of Shtari Hadyotos, and those are only Aser Migzera, a lower kind of Gzera, and there may be more ground for Oneg to create some kind of a het. Now, interestingly, the Magen Avraham here and the and the Eliyahu Rabbah, for different reasons, switch their positions from Shter Hediotas. The Magid of Ram here, in the very beginning of Siman Shin Zayin, quotes, based on a Sefer Chassidim, that there's no heter of Dvar Mitzvah when it comes to V'daber Davar. Asur L'saper B'Shabbos Eza Davar Shemitzayrlo. So you're not allowed to engage in disturbing conversation on Shabbos. Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. And then point two, you're not allowed to engage in Dibur Shelchol, even if that Dibur Shelchol is for a Dvar Mitzvah. And that he quotes from a Sefer Chassidim. That's the Sefer Chassidim that talks about the Isser of declaring on Shabbos afternoon that you're going to take a nap in order to be refreshed for writing a Sefer Torah after Shabbos. So even though that is a declaration of intent to perform a Dvar Mitzvah, but it's inappropriate to make such a declaration on Shabbos that you're doing something to facilitate the performance of a Malacha after Shabbos, even though that Malacha is a Dvar Mitzvah. That's, yeah.
All the Malachas in Kufnan and Aleph are all being done on Shabbos?
No, the Diburim are being done on Shabbos, or the Halicha.
And they're about Malachas for taking on.
No, the Malachas are going to take place after Shabbos. Right? Masha Chalatchum is you're traveling on Shabbos, you're performing an action to facilitate the performance of Malachim on Shabbos is over.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Oh, so what does the Magen Avraham do with Cheshbon
Shem
Mitzvah? Right. Good, okay, so I'll get that in a second. Right, that's an obvious question. But the Magen Avraham says what he says regardless, and we'll have to explain how he gets out of Cheshbon Shem Mitzvah. Good question. But the Magen Avraham does say that there's no heter of Dvar Mitzvah, even though the Magen Avraham is Matir Dvar Mitzvah when it comes to Shere Diotos, he's not Matir Dvar Mitzvah over here. And the Matzah Sashakel quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who is Cholik on the Magen Avraham. So since Jordan brought it up, how does the Magen Avraham understand Chesed Shemayim? That's a Beferish line in our Sugya. So isn't that Dvar Mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a I think Torah Shabbos the following. It's half a line of the Mishnah Berurah, but he seems to be coming to address this issue, which is that where there's a tzorech on Shabbos for your dibur, that's where the heter of Chesed Shemayim comes in. That if you're going to engage in dibur about a malacha on Shabbos, or engage in a violation of Dabir Davar for the sake of a mitzvah, that's going to be mutter, that's Chesed Shemayim, where that has a nafkamina for Shabbos. But if you're stam going to be engaging in dibur about a mitzvah that is not going to be performed on Shabbos, and there's no real need to discuss it on Shabbos, and you gain nothing by discussing it on Shabbos, then that's going to be usher according to the Magen Avraham. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. That even though many Achronim argue on the Magen Avraham's Chumrah, it's appropriate to be this is Sifkat and Aleph in Siman Shin Zayin. Even though many Achronim are cholik on the Magen Avraham, it is appropriate to be machmir kishayin sorech lezeh b'dibur hayom. There's no immediate need for this dibur on Shabbos itself. Okay. The Netziv, so again, so the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding of Rashi is that there are two categories of Megach Memgar Cheshbonos. There's the Mitzvah Chesukah category, which is action, and there's Dabar Davar, which is speech. The Netziv in the Tshuva Meshav Davar, not about this topic, but he has a line in there that addresses this, has a similar approach to the Aruch HaShulchan with slightly different presentation. The Meshav Davar is in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hay, where he writes that Nimso Chefzecha is only a problem when you're facilitating or doing something that connects to Inyane Mischar. Actually, so he says like this, that the Isser of the Dabir Davar is only Belushan Kinyan Shema Yichtov. The Issa Vidabar Davar is where you use a language of commercial engagement. Because there you have a Gzeira Shema Yichtov. And that's only a Shvus Derabanan. And that's why it's Mutter B'makom Mitzvah or Oneg. Okay, let's leave that for now. I thought he was saying something else. Let's leave that for now. I'm sorry. Okay. The point that the Aruch HaShulchan raised that the category of Sicha B'Teila may not be as rigorous as the Cheshbonos category of Adabar Davar. It's the point that Gaon makes on Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam as well. The Gaon in Shulchan Aruch writes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rambam that we just read in Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam's Lashon is Dafka Laharbos, Yasa Laharbos B'Sicha B'Teila. It doesn't say there's an absolute Isser, there's an Isser in being excessive. And he thinks that's the mashmos of the Yerushalmi. So there's no absolute isser, it's simply a matter of being excessive, usser, laharbas. And that sounds like, that where the Gaon doesn't point this out, but it sounds like that works out well in the Rambam's understanding of cheshbonos. Because the Gemara says in the bottom of Kuf Yedalid Amud Aleph, Nun Amud Aleph, our starting point, the Gemara there has Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, four lines to the bottom. Cheshbonos shel melech or shel malach or malacha, shema b'kach, mutter l'chashbon b'shabbos. The whole category of cheshbonos which are mutter to be mechashev on Shabbos. Tanya nami hachi, cheshbonos she'avru v'shasid elios asu l'chashbon shel melech or malacha or malach shema b'kach is mutter l'chashbon. So there are these incidental, insignificant, non-practical types of cheshbonos that are mutter on Shabbos. What are these cheshbonos? Shel melech or malach or malach. So Rashi writes, bottom of the of Amud Aleph, shel eitz hashenu shelo. So it's not his geschäft. Vein sarach bekach. Go and arosa livnos bayis kach bekach sarach lo tziba. So if someone wants to build a house, so these are the expenditures that he would have to go through, but it doesn't affect me, it's not really my business. Velinera kmo malacha, malacha velachashbonos halalu, what do you care about this? Hare ein zarech behen, lo lacha velo la'acher, kagona he deficiency is something of no consequence to the person engaged in discussion. And remember, Rashi had written, as we saw in Kuf Yud Gimel, that cheshbonos themselves are the actual Isser of a Dabar Davar. But these are cheshbonos that are incidental, inconsequential, and therefore not prohibited. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, in Kaf Gimel Yud Ches, writes as follows. Asu l'chashev cheshbonos chu tzarech lehen b'shabbos, bein sha'avar, bein sha'asid lios, gzera shem yichtov. So the actual cheshbonos, the Rambam says, are asur, Gzeira Shema Yichtov. Right? That's the contrast, or the flip side of Halacha Yutes, is the Halacha Shter Hedyotos, which the Rabban says are Aser Shema Yimchok, and these Cheshbonos, the Rabban says are Aser Shema Yichtov. Lefika Cheshbonos Shein Len Sorech Mutter L'Cheshvan. But if they're inconsequential Cheshbonos, then you're allowed to be Mechashev in these Cheshbonos. Kesar, Kama son tfuah hayalanim b'shana plonis. What was her output 10 years ago, which has no bearing on what we're going to do today? Kama dinarin hosi b'chasim esbeno. What do we pay for that wedding 10 years ago? B'chayotzer. What did he pay for the wedding? B'chayotzer be'elu. Shehein b'chlal sicha b'teila shehein b'hensara klal. These things are included in sicha b'teila that is inconsequential, that is of no purpose. Hamachashiv osan b'shabes k'machashiv b'chol. So when you make cheshbonos about these Shabbos, it's the equivalent of making cheshbonos b'chol. So does Rama mean, and b'chol also, you shouldn't engage in too much sicha b'teila? Or there's not a Shabbos, there's no Shabbos iser per se, it's just excessive sicha b'teila. So that which the Gemara explicitly says is mutter, we paskin is mutter, and the Rama says it's mutter, is nevertheless b'chlal sicha b'teila, which should be avoided. So that sounds like sicha b'teila is not an absolute rigorous category of iser, but simply something which should only be used in moderation and isn't appropriate. Okay. Just to note, there is a, in terms of the heter of Dvar Mitzvah, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba, a sort of Vivadia quotes in the last and final volume on Hilchos Shabbos, of the Chazon Avadia, which is published posthumously. So there's a Tshuvas HaRashba, I didn't see a quote elsewhere, maybe it is, in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Dalet, where the question is about the propriety of making announcements on Shabbos about lost objects, Shabbos Aveda announcements on Shabbos. Is that a violation of the Dabri Dabar? So Rashi writes over there, HaShabbos Aveda is a mitzvah. Now, it happens to be that maybe moving the object that is avud might be muksa, might be nisr tiltol, but there's no isr bidibur ubachraza. The only potential problem he writes is maybe it's near in Kuv than the Chol, which is another topic we've discussed in the past. But this is Bechlal, Chefse Shemayim, that are mutter. So since there's a mitzvah purpose, it's Chefse Shemayim, and it's mutter. Now, could be you could argue in terms of the local application of this Rashba, that even the Magen Avraham, who asers Dabar Dabar Litzarech Mitzvah, based on the explanation that we saw quoted in the Mishnah Brura, that he only asked in a situation where there's no Shabbos Tzorech, so maybe one could argue that the effectiveness of Hechraza on Shabbos is much greater than the effectiveness during the week, and maybe there is a Shabbos Tzorech, or if we're interested in facilitating the Shabbos Aveda, one would be in an inferior position if you're only able to be machers during the week. So maybe even according to the Magen Avraham, with that understanding, he would agree to that psak of the Rashba. There is also here in Daf Kufnun machlokes tanayim about whether you're allowed to say hanir shetamod imilarif. Can you say let's get together after Shabbos? Hint, hint, wink, wink. So Tana Kama says aser. Yehoshua Mekarcha says, mutter. Why is it mutter? So Gemara says, Mim Sochefzecha V'Dabir Dover, Dibur Aser, hear her is mutter. So what's the hear her? Isn't that Dibur? You're saying, Hanir Shetam Mori Milar. So Rashi explains over here that since you're not explicitly referencing a malacha, so that's the equivalent of hear her, Dibur Maskel Hanira. The Kedusha Rander says a little bit differently that since you're not setting a price, you're not discussing terms, so it could be that the terms are flexible and the whole thing may fall off anyway, so there isn't really any concrete deeper to speak of. Be that as it may, the Gemara says this is hear her, and this is kind of hear her that is mutter. Rov Minyan, Rov Minyan Rishonim, Paskin like Yeshua ben Karcha, that this is mutter. That's how the Raman Paskins, that's the Tosas seems to Paskin here, that's how you Paskin Shulchan Aruch. That you'll have to say, Hanir Shetamod Iti Larif. Imi Larif. However, there is a Shilta the Shilta in Shilta Aleph, Rashis, very beginning, only quotes the position of Tanakama and doesn't quote Rabbi Shua ben Karch. So the Netziv here has an interesting mahalach in his commentary on the Shilta. The Netziv suggests that maybe, and he notes that there's a Rabbeinu Yerucham who also seems to be like the Shilta's, that this may relate to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas that we started with. Again, Rashi understands that the Isser of Dabra Dabra is limited to actual commercial matters, and Tosas has a more expansive category. Excuse me. So he writes that he thinks the Shilta is assuming like Tosas. So if you assume like Tosas, that Divrei Masa Mata and Cheshbonos are included in Nimso Chafzacha and not in the Dabar Davar, so then you don't necessarily have a heter of Dibur Aser Hir Her Mutter. Dibur Aser Hir Her Mutter only applies to that which was Aser Misham V'Dabar Davar. There's no Iser of Hir Her, there's only an Iser of Dibur. But according to Tosfos, these things are subsumed under Mimso Chafzacha, and in Mimso Chafzacha there's no heter of Hir Her Mutter. So he thinks that the Baal HaShiltos understood, like Tosos, that there's no that V'Dabra Dabra doesn't include commercial matters, and therefore there's no ready heter of Hir Her Mutter. That's his fancy explanation of the Shiltos here. To conclude, in terms of the heter of Hir Her Mutter, so the Meiri, to my knowledge, is the only Rishon here, at least that I saw, on the daf, that explains what's the heter of hear her by Dibur Aser, hear her mutter, hear her mutarim. He explains, lo nina Torah l'malachei asharis. So maybe on some level, we really should have asered hear her, but that's an unreasonable demand. I saw in the Misifta Gemara is in the back. He quotes a Chuvas Maharil that he thinks argues on the Meiri. That's an impressive Bekias. I don't think I would have found this Chuvas Maharil otherwise. The Chuvas Maharil in Siman Reish Aleph is actually talking about whether there's a heter to be Maharher the Divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av or for an Avil. Avil's also the Divrei Torah. Can an Avil be Maharher B'Divrei Torah? After all, we know in Hilchos Shabbos that Dibur Aser, hear her mutter. So Maharil writes that's incorrect. You can't compare Avelus to Shabbos. When it comes to Avelus, the reason for the Iser Talmud Torah is because of Simcha. And Simcha B'Talmud Torah exists even Ayidei hear her. So there's no distinction between Dibur and hear her. However, when it comes to Shabbos, he writes, why is it that Hir Her is Aser, is Mutter, sorry. V'hai dekra afke hainu mishum delo pida Torah el ala dibor demeforsam v'af shemilsa. The peda about Dabar Dabar is limited to Hir Her, which is public and very apparent. V'ein zeh kavod Shabbos. And he says that's analogous to certain Dvarim Shebitzina in Avelus, which are Mutter B'Shabbos, but not Dvarim B'Farhesya, because doing it B'Farhesya is a violation of Kavod Shabbos. So he thinks that engaging in Cheshbona, in Hirhurim, of even commercial matters, is not any gross public violation of Kavod Shabbos, and therefore Mutter. So the Masifta people in the back there, whoever wrote it, thinks that this is a machlokas between the Meiri and the Maharil. According to the Meiri, London and Tarla Malachi Ashares means that really, in principle, we should have asked her to hear her. But it's a concession to reality. And according to the Maharil, no, there's no reason even on a Lechachila ideal level to ask her to hear her, because the only reason Dibur is asked her is because of Kavod Shabbos, and here there's no violation of Kavod Shabbos. He thinks maybe Nafka Mina would be this din of Remiza, of Lo Yomar or Yomar Hatamot Imi La'erev. So you're making a declaration that has something to do with your intent after Shabbos. So according to the Meiri of Alonina, Torah L'malachei Hashareis, so maybe there's more of an orientation that you should have asked of this, like Tanakama. But if it's a matter of Kavod Shabbos, and there's no Kavod Shabbos, there's no Kavod Shabbos violation, if you do something, I they hear her, then here there's no Kavod Shabbos violation as well. That's his suggestion. I think you could argue with him, maybe. But he thinks this is a machlokas between the Maharil and the Meiri. So the Rambam has Gzeira Shema Yichtov for Cheshbonos, but we don't. Gzeira Shema Yichtov is not, in principle, the Gemara's presentation for why Dabra Dabra is Aser. One application of Dabra Dabra, the Rambam pins on Shema Yichtov. Other Rishonim don't necessarily have that. And the Rambam, as we've seen in Parakaf Gimel Kaf Dalid, more so than other Rishonim, tends to take these Darabanans and pin them on specific Zeros in different other contexts. Okay. I mean, on some level, it could be the Maisa of a Chassid Echad over here on Daf Kufnun Amid Beis. It definitely indicates a Midas Chassidus, at least, in refraining from certain types of hear her on Shabbos. So that definitely points more towards the Meiri's kind of approach that on some level hear her is problematic, at least in the ideal. But because of pragmatic considerations, so we never asked her to hear. Okay, let's stop here.